Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hello and welcome to Page 94. My name is Andrew Hunter-Murray and I'm here in the Private Eye offices about to interview the shortlist for this year's Paul Foote Award in memory of the late, great campaigning investigative journalist Paul Foote. So, let's see which is the first of the stories to be shortlisted for this year's award.
Page 94, the Private Eye podcast.
Joe Duggan, reporter for the Eye paper.
Joe, what's the story that's brought you to the Paul Foote Award this year?
Since 2024, we've been reporting on cases of silicosis in young workers cutting a stone known as quartz or engineered stone, which is a stone that's become very popular in makeovers for people who are doing their kitchens up. So
it's the basic headline seems to be fashionable kitchen worktops can actually be leading to serious illness or even death among the workers who are cutting it.
Yeah, and it's We don't yet know the scale of the problem in this country, but it's the most popular stone for people having kitchens, and everyone's got a kitchen. So we know of more than 50 cases so far, but it's likely to be significantly higher than that. Somebody I know works in the industry and contacted me and said, you know, have you heard of this stuff, engineered stone quartz? You know, he was refusing to work with it. He said, it's too dangerous. I don't want to put my workers at risk. They've just banned it in Australia. What's the situation here?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of it. I didn't know what it was. I knew what silicosis was. It's an occupational lung disease, which sort of historically has always been, you know, people who work in industries like mining, construction, have developed silicosis, usually after quite a number of years of exposure to dust from cutting stone. Mm-hmm. What we found with the cases of silicosis in the guys who were cutting these kitchen worktops is they were starting to develop it very young, and after not very long exposure, after, you know, a couple, 2 or 3 years in some cases.
Yeah.
So they were getting ill and dying younger than historically workers have done when they've contracted silicosis from cutting stone.
And what is the substance that you referred to at the top there? Did you say engineered quartz?
Engineered stone, yeah. Engineered stone. It's also known as quartz, and it's become the most popular stone that people have installed in their kitchens when they want a new worktop. It's cheaper than granite and marble, but it looks attractive as well. So
people is it like a composite? Is it?
Yeah, it's man-made. It's a man-made stone. So it has a very high level of silica in it. Cutting silica exposes workers who aren't being provided with proper safety protection to dust.
Yeah.
And the higher the silica level, the higher the risk to the worker who's cutting it. And in the case of quartz, it can be very high, 95% silica content, whereas granite and marble, for example, I think the numbers for either are like 30%, much less.
Can I check? This is workers in the UK.
So how we started to get involved in the story was my friend asked me, what's the situation here? And I really didn't know where to start. So I just looked up all the top respiratory consultants in the UK who deal with occupational lung disease, and just started ringing them up to find out, are there any cases of silicosis here from quartz? And eventually that led me to Dr. Joe Feary, who's a doctor at the Royal Brompton Hospital, who is the main doctor looking after the UK's first quartz silicosis patients. So she told me in January 2024, yes, we have started to see the first cases. They've developed in the last few months. Coincidentally, about a week after she told me that, there was a debate in the House of Lords about this, raised by a Green Party peer called Baroness Bennett, who's Australian, and she knew about the ban that had just come in Australia, and again wanted to know from the government, what's the situation here? And then government minister said in that debate, there are no cases, but we knew that wasn't true, it wasn't correct. We knew we had a story then, and we published the first story, I think, a week later or so.
So am I right in understanding that there are precautionary measures you can take? There are protective masks. There are things that you can do to mitigate the risk of silica and of silicosis.
The main one is, they call it wet cutting, which is using water suppressing tools to stop the dust from developing, what we found is the profile of the guys who, and it is all men who are getting it, who are getting silicosis, they're working for firms who are just not following these safety rules and just leaving them exposed. They tend to, as I say, they tend to be very, very young. A lot of them are migrant workers who are just being exploited, basically.
But what, because it's slightly more expensive to use the wet cutting method that makes it a lot safer?
Yeah, yeah. The firms that they're working for are just sort of cutting corners and not providing their workers with the correct tools. So,
Do you know roughly how many people are working in this industry or who might be exposed to this?
It's been difficult to get sort of figures on it, but there's been a bit of analysis done recently, and that analysis has estimated there's around 7,000 workers working in the industry. We're sort of working on a story based on that analysis at the minute this week. Yeah. So the latest figures so far are that there are diagnosed 55 workers with silicosis since mid-2023. At least four have died, but the doctors do believe that there's probably a significant number more that are out there that haven't been diagnosed yet. So,
right. Who is meant to be regulating this?
The Health and Safety Executive.
Okay. And I imagine that fairly early on in reporting the story, you asked them about it.
I believe that the answer the DWP minister gave at the time came from HSE figures. So they have recently, in fact last week, brought in their most significant intervention in this area since this issue developed. They did a couple of years of analysis on the problem, and what they've done is they've issued their first regulatory guidance to specifically address the engineered stone industry, which tells firms dry cutting without what is banned, water suppressing methods are, you are legally obliged to use those. We're going to be now undergoing a nationwide inspection campaign of 1,000 businesses over the next 12 months, and we're going to basically crack down on firms that aren't doing this. So it's going to be really interesting over the next few months to see, there will be firms getting caught exposing workers to dangerous dust levels. So you would expect there to be intervention from the HSE.
And do you think that's a result of your reporting?
Yeah, it is. And yeah. I mean, also last week as well, there was another development in this story, which should also really, really help things. There's a new kite mark scheme is being introduced by the industry and by the British Occupational Hygiene Society, which is the chartered society for workplace protection. What that's going to mean is occupational hygienists are going to inspect firms and ensure that they are wet cutting and ensure there's a whole list of checks that need to be done. Once these independent occupational hygienists have done that, they'll be able to mark the slabs with a kite mark to indicate this slab has been cut safely, this firm is following the rules.
I was going to ask the current state of the HSE and whether they were able to investigate this before your reporting drew attention to it. It sounds like they may not have been.
I mean, silica dust has been a problem for years, and they have been. It's not just something that exists in the engineered stone industry. So they have been carrying out inspections. I mean, I think it's fair to say that our reporting has pushed along some of the interventions that we're seeing now. So yeah, I think that's fair.
I think it'd be interesting to hear a couple of examples of the people, the men who've been affected, who've been doing this work. Can you tell me about Marek?
Yeah, so Marek, we were in touch with Marek's lawyers. They said to us that he's dying. He was a Polish worker, dad of two, 48 years old. He was diagnosed, I think, in April 2024 with silicosis. We interviewed him while he was very, very sick in the Whittington Hospital in October 2024. He very bravely wanted to speak out. He had only days to live. It was quite a harrowing interview, but he wanted to speak out and he wanted to warn people of the dangers of cutting engineered stone without dust. So we spoke to him while he was in hospital, and he died a few weeks later. So that was a very harrowing interview. A couple of months before that, we'd also interviewed another young man in hospital, a 31-year-old Syrian refugee called Malik. He also had been told by the doctors that he could die, so he again wanted to speak to us and just warn people about the risk that they're running if they if they work at firms who are cutting corners and exposing them to dust. So, I mean, that's just two of the more than 50 men that are known about so far who have this. Marek was 48 when he passed away.
I know that there are some compensation schemes available, but it sounds like the compensation is not getting to people in time. And obviously some of the workers who've contracted silicosis have then died. So
yeah, I mean,
compensation then is moot.
Marek was, that's insult to injury. He was trying, his lawyers on behalf of him were pushing for him to get industrial injuries disability benefit, which then once you've been approved for that, there's a government compensation scheme that you can apply for if you are the victim of an occupational disease like that. It took months of back and forth with the DWP to get anywhere with that. In fact, at one point he was asked in for an assessment, you know, when he was lying in a hospital bed dying. He was approved on the day he died. So, you know, the money never came his way. So it just sort of adds to the whole trauma of what some of these guys are doing. I know that Dr. Joe Fury, one of the doctors, the main doctor looking after these guys, has said that she's been sort of constantly writing letters on behalf of men who are too sick to work and who are really struggling to access the benefits that they are entitled to.
Have the firms where Marek or Malik were working, or any of the other firms where the workers there have got silicosis, have they faced any sanction? Have they been fined, prosecuted?
There's a criminal investigation. The Met Police are leading the investigation at the minute into Marek's death. So that's currently the subject of an inquest, which resumes again in July. There's a civil case attached to that. So I think that will sort of resume once the inquest is over. And the police are still conducting their inquiries on there. So that there are ramifications for companies who do break these rules. You know, you can face up to 2 years in prison for breaching health and safety law. And, you know, if the police get involved as well, you could be looking at issues like corporate manslaughter. So, yeah, there are serious penalties for people and individuals who do put these guys at risk.
Yeah, it sounds like the story has a way to go yet. I was going to ask what comes next. It sounds like, you know, potential criminal investigations and, of course, finding out what happens with these regulations and what kind of teeth they've got.
Yeah, and also one aspect that was key in Australia to sort of really uncovering how bad their problem was they had a targeted screening program of the workforce, which, you know, they actively went out and sought, because it can be quite hard to find some of these guys because they work in the sort of shadow economy. But they made a real effort in Australia to go out and find people, and that exposed how many hundreds of cases there were. I think there's been over 1,000 now in the last 8 years. I think it was about a quarter of the workforce ended up having silicosis. So
gosh,
something like that here, the analysis we're looking at this week indicates that would be of significant benefit as well to finding out how many people have it, which has a few benefits for the people concerned. It means that they can know they've got silicosis and they can stop being exposed to the dust, which means that they are less at risk of developing accelerated or acute silicosis, which is when the disease has progressed even worse. It can also allow the authorities to know what firms these guys are getting silicosis in and sort of clamp down on them.
Well, it's a terrific story. Thank you so much for telling us all about it. So that's it for today's Shortlist Eat. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.